So joining us today is Georgie Stone herself and director and producer Maya Newell. Thank you so much for joining us at All Things Queer today.
Thanks for having us.
Georgie, I'll start with you first. Having a little read of all the things you've achieved in your 22 years on Earth, pretty intimidating. You've achieved so much. The Young Voltaire Award, the Victorian Young Australian of the Year Award, Australian LGBTI Hero of the Year, and most recently, the Order of Australia. Safe to say you've been in the public eye for quite some time through your advocacy and activism. Did you ever imagine it getting to the level of a public platform like Netflix?
No, I did not. It's funny, whenever, you know, something big happens in my life, I usually think, yeah, okay, so this is it. This is where it's going to be. This is it. And I'm really happy for this. And I can't believe it's at this point. And then, you know, it will just, the last few years, it will just gradually kind of top itself. So it's been a very weird kind of journey of thinking, okay, this is like kind of the panacea, the mountain where it's going to stay, and then it doesn't. But it just means I've been continually surprised and really overjoyed to meet the people along the way. And I've been on this journey with Maya since I was 14. So it's been especially special to share those moments with someone else and share in the joy.
So you've been on this journey with Maya since you're 14. So it's about eight years. Wow. Why was it important for you to share this story?
Really, because there's an absence of these stories, especially in the public eye. Often trans stories are told without trans people being involved in the way it's being told. Often our stories are told about us and without us. And that leads to an increase of misinformation and damaging stereotypes. And the reason why I was really excited to tell this story with Maya is that I've known since the beginning that I've had control and agency over the way the story is told. And it was an opportunity to tell a story that is honest and truthful, which means you have to acknowledge the really difficult things and the traumatic parts of the trans experience. But it's also a story about trans joy. It's a story about euphoria. It's a coming of age story where, you know, I'm gaining control over my life. And in that sense, it's a very strength-based story. So I was really excited for the opportunity to work with Maya to tell a story that has all of those facets. And it's above all truthful and respectful and for trans people.
Yeah, I watching it, I mean, I did cry, but I felt like it was very uplifting as well. It was so beautiful to see that, yeah, like you said, trans joy, that positive light. This was so beautiful to see. Maya, you were directed and produced The Dream Life of Georgie Stone. How did you become to be involved all those years ago?
So I directed and produced, but there's also two other producers, Sophie Hyde, Matt Bate, and Lisa Sherrard, and then Georgie's a creative producer as well. So we've got lots of minds in this creative venture. I kind of reached out to Georgie, I suppose, a long time ago when I was just interested in trans experiences and young people. And I think it was because I'd just finished making Gaby Baby, which was my first feature, which is about kids being raised in queer families like my own. And the children in that film spoke truth to power when they shared their experiences and really inserted their experiences of growing up into the marriage equality discussion, debate, and added a whole new lens. Everyone was talking about what was best for them, for us, but no one was talking to us. And I think, you know, that's what I'm really proud of in this film is, as Georgie said, she's really being able to author that voice alongside me and speaks her truth. And that is so valuable because we so often tell children that they don't know anything or that, you know, they shouldn't have any autonomy over their lives. But yeah, I think adults should definitely listen to kids a lot more.
Absolutely. And Maya, so you came on this project, what, 8 years ago. It's a 28-minute documentary, but spans so many years. Obviously, for Georgie, it's been a lifetime in the making. But for yourself, how long has this project been, you've physically been working in it? And what was it like working with such personal footage from Georgie's family?
I mean, it's beautiful. I love my job. I wouldn't give it up for anything. I suppose it was different to a lot of other films. Like, we really took our time. We didn't know what we were making. We shot, you know, a couple of, sometimes I'd see Georgie like two or three times in a year, you know, and we'd sit around the table and discuss what was going on. And that was everything from, you know, having a crush on a boy to like fighting big medical legal battles. You know, the span of you know, intimate, beautiful moments and, you know, massive advocacy pushes. There's a lot to cover there. But yeah, it was really beautiful, and especially the amazing archive that Georgie's parents took of Georgie and her twin brother, Harry, over many, many years. It really is a filmmaker's delight to see and be let in on all of those deeply personal moments growing up that are, you know, scattered through the film and also led the creative style of the film, which is really non-linear and fragmented and really a study in memory.
And what has the response been so far? Like, the documentary's been out for about a week now?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, we've been working for many, many months on an impact campaign alongside the film, which is to ensure that the film speaks to and is made available to its first audience, which is trans young people and families and communities. So we've been doing a lot of work and been able to see the film at film festivals like Tribeca and Sydney Film Festival and Melbourne, which has been really fun to actually sit in an audience and feel the love. And there has been lots, but actually going on a big Netflix, like a platform like Netflix, is strange because the film's just suddenly available to 22 million people. So we've been watching Twitter, we've been watching, you know, social media, of which there's been a real overflow of beautiful commentary. But it is also quite strange because it's almost anticlimactic, or, you know, like a wave crashing and you're like, okay, let's go have a glass of wine.
And Georgie, what about yourself? How have you found the response? Have you heard from any trans youth? Have they reached out to you? How's that been?
Yeah. The most impactful responses for me are from trans people. I've had really lovely comments and conversations with trans young people who have watched the film and feel seen for the first time, which is incredible. It's sad, you know, that this is the first time that they feel seen watching something on a platform like Netflix. But I remember what it was like to be young and I didn't see anyone like me on screen. As you say, the stories that often involve very tragic things, and it's hard to see a future for yourself. And what we really wanted for this film was for young people to be able to see a future for themselves, or that knowledge, that truth that they can have a future where they can live freely and thrive. So the fact that young people are seeing that with this film and getting really excited, and that their parents feel that connection to my family and are learning, that just means everything. So yeah. And what surprised me too is, you know, people from around the world, like, I'm seeing messages from people in countries that you would never think that the film would be seen there, but it has been, and it's accessible, and even halfway across the world, in a completely different landscape, speaking a completely different language, there are parts of the film that really connect and kind of transcend those boundaries. So that makes me feel really, really proud of what we've done here.
One of the other really beautiful things, Georgie was saying, she was having a conversation with some of the like voice doubles, like the dubs, the people who did dubs, which, you know, we made it specifically, you know, trans women around the world who have been Georgies in like many, many languages dubbing the film. So that's kind of cute as well.
Really awesome. Amazing. Yeah.
And just more so outside of the film, what can we do as a society to support trans people and importantly trans youth as well?
What's really lovely is if you want to get behind some goals that have been set by Transcend Australia, which is the organisation that Georgie's mum set up in her love of Georgie when she was a kid for families and kids. You can go to our website and it's dreamlifefilm.com/takeaction, and you can write a letter to your local MP about the increase of family support services and access to gender affirming care, which is really wonderful. So go and have a look at that. And then really it's about, like, this stage, having your friends over and maybe hosting a watch party. You know, we believe that change happens in small conversations between friends and family. There's a discussion guide on our website that you can have a read of, and beautiful introductions to your event by Georgie. So there's, two really great things to do. Do you want to add anything, Georgie?
No, I think that covered it very well. But, there's a lot of ways in which you can support trans young people and their families. And I think one of the biggest ones that I'm thinking of off the top of my head is take the pressure off trans people to have to explain ourselves and to justify ourselves. You can do the heavy lifting yourself. You can do the research. There are resources online. If you go to the Transcend website or the Dream Life website, there are resources there where you can educate yourself. If you watch the film, there are also discussion guides there, but really take that pressure off us to have to educate you, because that is so tiring and we have got enough to be getting on with.
Absolutely. And just one more note to end on, what is the takeaway message you want people to get from this film?
I really want people to see how vitally important it is that trans kids are supported and uplifted by their families, by the medical sector, by the community at large. I think what you see in the film is how important that family support has been for me, and how that has really allowed me to pursue that dream life, I suppose, and have a life where I can live freely and be myself. And I want people to see that supporting trans kids is the affirmative, positive, kind thing to do. It's not, trans people aren't a danger. And if you support us in being ourselves, it really just means that we can go about our lives and just live. That's what I want people to see.
I think that's a great note to end things on. Thank you so much, Georgie and Maya, for joining me today on All Things Queer.
Thanks
for having us.